At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you with another IDP video for you IDP savants. We are breaking down the top IDP waiver wire ads. Remember, every IDP league is different, so I try to get the guys who are very available, even if you play in deeper leagues. So I will specify this guy's probably not available if you play in a more shallow league, or this guy, you got to get in a deeper league. If you have questions, leave them as a comment. I do my best to answer all the YouTube comments or wherever you're commenting at. And if you want to get a little bit more direct one-on-one advice, go to 420crew.com. We have a Discord set up. We've got group chats. It's our Patreon, private social media community. And if you need to jump to a specific position, use the timestamps that are right below. Jump to whatever position you need, but all positions are going to be valuable. Let's get down to biz. The first linebacker that I'm going to tell you about, he's 11% rostered in Yahoo default leagues. That's where the percentages are going to be coming from. Probably not available if you're in a really deep IDP league, because Frankie Louvu is definitely a household name for the deeper leagues. He's solid, man. I've been telling you guys about him since way before this year, and then even going into this year, about how him and Bobby Wagner are going to kill it. But of course, we can't talk Wagner because he's way more rostered than guys that I talk about here. If you're on YouTube right now, look at the screen. 6 points, 18 points, 13 points, 22, 36. And then the last three games, 7 total tackles in each of those games, a fumble recovery in each of the last two games, a forced fumble in the game 2 games ago. He's killing it. He might not be available in your league if you're in a deeper league, but I got to shout him out for peeps that might be in a more shallow league, because he's the man.
He's the man.
Shout out to Jerome Baker. You always see me using their glass on the show. Now we're talking about Jerome Baker, the linebacker for the Seahawks. Let's go. He had a hamstring injury that kept him out 2 weeks, but he comes back and then boom, right back on the scene. 32 total points, 14 total tackles, a sack, a forced fumble. He plays a bunch of snaps over there. And Seattle, we have always loved their linebackers, and Jerome Baker's fitting in there pretty nice. Obviously, the first couple games with him getting hurt in the second game didn't turn out the best, and then he missed 2 games. But now he's readily available. He's only rostered in 2% of leagues. Go pick him up.
Pick him up.
Let's do it. Next guy. Trayvon Wallace shouted this dude out because Josie Jewell and Shaq Thompson, neither one of them played. So he's next man up over there. If Shaq Thompson, he's done. Trayvon Wallace, he'll be the guy with Josie Jewell. And we'll see if Josie Jewell is going to miss more than just this 1 week. Get the rook. Get him on your squad. He's literally rostered in only 1% of leagues. Not even rostered. Probably only the deepest of the deepest leagues that he is rostered in. Because I'm talking Yahoo, and Yahoo doesn't even have dynasties. You've seen this guy on my videos a few times. Mack Wilson Jr., Arizona Cardinals linebacker. He's 13% rostered. So maybe some of you guys listened and you picked him up when I told you to a few weeks ago. He goes in spurts where he'll have his 20-point games or his 11-point games, but he's had 3 20-point games throughout the season so far, and he's only had 1 game where he was in single digits. We love that. Going up against Green Bay this week, so someone that you can pick up.
Pick him up!
And fire up.
All right, fire him up!
So go do it. You need a linebacker? Go get him. There we go. I'm surprised that DeMarvian Overshown is only rostered in 5% of leagues. Super deep leagues, he's probably not available to. The Dallas Cowboys linebacker who's been stepping it up since they had some injuries over there. Had at least 16 points in each of the last 2 weeks. Had 7 tackles this past week, 8 the week before. He just gets a lot of tackles. That's really what it is. High floor. He's had single digits in 2 of the games. Outside of that, been doing solid in these last 2 games. 16 and 17 points. He's got the Lions this week, so really good matchup for him. And then they got the bye after that, but I would pick him up.
Pick him up!
And play, definitely, if he's available, because he shouldn't be. Now, my last linebacker here, I'm going to tell you to pick him up.
Pick him up!
And I'm also going to take a victory lap because I told you to pick him up last week. It's Justin Strnad. If you're listening to this in audio, Strnad is how you spell his last name. He is the Alex Singleton replacement. 2 weeks ago against the Jets in week 4, 18 points. And then this week in week 5, after I told you to pick him up, he comes out and has 9 solo tackles for 18 points. He's still 0% rostered. That means I made zero impact with this dude on Yahoo League. I know that he was picked up in sleeper leagues because I saw it in leagues that I'm in. But what do you guys need to do with a linebacker of this caliber?
Pick him up!
Don't slack, man. You've already slacked for 1 week, and he's thrown up 18 points in back-to-back weeks. We got the defensive linemen, and then we're finishing it off with the DBs at the end. So stay tuned. Get through all the players. Could be a player that kills it for you moving forward. The first defensive lineman that I'm going to talk about here is Trayvon Walker. And what have I been saying about this guy?
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
And he is a bum. He's super inconsistent. People are going to be clamoring to go pick him up because he scored 42 points on the Indianapolis Colts this past week. If you play an IDP 1-2-3, he had 3 sacks. And it sucks when a guy like this, when you have him on your team, and he's been sucking for 3 weeks in a row. So it's like, yeah, I'm not starting this guy. Throwing him on the bench. And then he balls out. And then we try to chase those points. So don't do it. Don't do it. Let one of your idiot league mates go get Walker, because I'm sticking with what I said the entire time.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
24 points, 4 points, 7 points, 2 points, and then 42 points. Like, he literally scored more in this game than he scored in the entire season. What's the likelihood of that happening again? Probably not that good. So, yeah, screw him. Number 2 on my list here for defensive linemen that you could potentially pick up and start, Logan Hall. And man, same exact thing that I've been saying about Trayvon Walker this entire time.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
I dove a little deeper. He's getting a lot more snaps now than he has been in the past. It is due to injury on their defensive line. So if they had all 5 guys or 6 guys healthy that were on their line, he's a 30 to 40% like snap guy. And then it really sucks. He's not really he's just usually not getting that much work. And now, so Vita Vey was out in week 3. He gets a little uptick in the snaps. And then Mike Green was out in week 4. And then you got Mike Green and Ben Still who are out in week 5. And so he played almost 70% of the snaps. Logan Hall, that is, gets 2 sacks. You're on the field more, you're going to get more opportunity. So that's why I like Logan Hall as of right now. If some of these defenders are missing, he's going to be a guy. But if he just produces a little bit more, like they wanted this guy to be a guy, he needs to have a 3rd-year breakout because he's been nothing but a bum for these last couple years. Rant over. On to the next. Now, when you're combing through your waiver wires this week, you may see Kalen Saunders over here, the D lineman for the Saints that got the INT and was like running like crazy. This motherfucker was looking fast out there. Get this guy on the offense. That's all I'm going to say. But he's probably not someone that you're going to want to pick up. Just had the interception. He had a shitload of tackles, though. So if that's any kind of cause to pause, like him getting a super jump in snaps and getting 7 total tackles along with the INT, maybe we get him on our radar. But I just wanted to shout him out because it was a dope-ass play that he got the interception right inside the end zone. And, man, he looked – big boy was moving out there. So, yeah, just want to shout him out because it was an impressive play. Next guy on the list here, Mr. Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman from the Washington Commandos, back-to-back 18-point games. It depends on who he's going against, because it seems like he's like a touchdown-dependent tight end, if I can give the equivalent. He's like a sack-dependent defensive lineman, but he has gotten a sack in each of the last two games, so that is a little cause to pause. Going up against Baltimore, I know that Lamar doesn't take a lot of sacks, but he's been known to take a few here and there. And then he's got Carolina after that. So if you're looking just like someone that you might need for a week or two, I think Jonathan Allen is a really good candidate to get over there. And now that Washington, like, this might not be the game where they go up. They might not go up all early on Baltimore, unless the defensive linemen lick their chops and they're just getting after the quarterback. But I think that if there's a game where you think that Washington is about to be leading that, guys like Jonathan Allen get to rush the quarterback a lot more. And at least in these last two games where they were doing really solid on offense, it let their defensive guys just rush the quarterback, and he got a sack in each game. So Jonathan Allen,
pick him up.
He's only 6% rostered as of now. Sam Hubbard, he's 12% rostered. Might not be there in the league that you play in, but if he is, go pick him up.
Pick him up.
He hasn't been that great until this Baltimore game. Got a sack and 9 tackles. It's the matchup like over the next 2 weeks as well. They're playing the Giants and then the Browns 2 weeks in a row. So just really good matchups for a defensive lineman. And if he's available in your league, go snatch him. Now onward to the DBs. The first guy that I got to mention here is Patrick Surtain. Don't chase those points, because he had 2 interceptions and a touchdown. So don't chase those points, but have to shout him out either way. He's one of the dopest cornerbacks in the league. And if your wide receiver is going up against him, you got to know that Patrick Surtain's probably shutting him down. He's only had 1 game over 20 points, and then he's had 2 games over 13 points. The other ones have just been single-digit games. It's because he doesn't get thrown out a lot. So that's my disclaimer, is don't chase the points on Patrick Surtain. But it was dope, man. It was a dope-ass game. I usually don't shout out too many corners, but when it's very limited on options, sometimes you gotta shout out some corners. So I'm shouting out Christian Gonzalez right now. He's had 3 games over 12 points. This past week, he gets a big INT against Miami. He's had at least 6 tackles in 3 out of the 5 games. So is he amazing? No. But do I think that he's going to be getting 10 points on a consistent basis? Yes, and that's a lot of what we're looking for out of a DB that we're just throwing in during a bye week or a flex. So Christian Gonzalez, man, on those dang New England Patriots, he's been pretty solid out there in the first couple games of the season. Let's talk about from the Indianapolis Colts. He's only 5% rostered. Just like the other DBs that we've shouted out before, the Nick Crosses of the world, the roster ship is too high to where we don't even mention him on this. Now we got Jalen Jones. This guy gets a lot of tackles. He does. And if we look at his points, he has 3 games over 20 points. He has a 14-point game mixed in, and then he only has 1 game where he got single-digit points. If you are hurting at DB, Jalen Jones,
pick him up.
Let's do it. This one is more for the peeps in the shallow leagues, because he is rostered in 14% of leagues. That is Minka Fitzpatrick. Only 1 game with single-digit points. He had 10 total tackles this past week and 21 points. Best game of the season for him so far. So just throwing it out there. If you guys play in a little bit more shallow leagues, that Minka Fitzpatrick is available.
Pick him up.
Let's do it. Tyler Newbin for the Giants. One of my favorite IDP rookies to pick up in the dynasties. This is the guy I was telling you, going to be an instant starter. And boy, he has been. He had a couple whatever games, week 2, week 3. But the last 2 weeks, 17 points and 21 points and 17 total tackles in each of those last 2 games combined. Forced fumble, a fumble recovery in the last 2 games. He's been handling biz for sure. One of the better rookies on the defensive side of things right now. Pretty much plays 100% of snaps for the Giants. So what else can we ask for? And he's only rostered in 1% of leagues. I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't even know who the hell he is. So what are we going to do?
Pick him up.
Let's do it. Jamel Dean. I've literally been telling you to pick him up since week 2. And I've been right every single week since then, because in week 2, 20 points. Week 3, 22 points. Week 4, 14 points. Week 5, 21 points. Jamel Dean, man, he gets so many tackles for the Bucks, and they're really hard to run on, so teams are throwing on them a bunch. And yeah, I don't want to have a bunch of cornerbacks necessarily on my IDP DB spots, but Jamel Dean has been so solid. 3 out of the last 4 games over 20 points. Come on, man, pick him up.
Pick him up.
Only 8% rostered. The needle hasn't even really moved on his rostership that much. All righty, we shouted out Patrick Surtain at the beginning, and I told you not to chase the points. But I also, last week, I brought up Riley Moss, the guy who plays opposite of Patrick Surtain. And I said that we need to pick up a guy like this, because no matter what, Surtain is getting so respected by the teams, they are just automatically going the opposite way of him with the first look. And Riley Moss is the beneficiary of that. He has 4 out of 5 games that he's hit double-digit points. He did have a 6-point performance in week 2. Outside of that, his lowest performance was 15 points in week 3. I told you to pick him up last week after his 21-point performance to the Jets, and then he comes out with a 19-point performance with the Raiders. So notice the trend here. Pick him up.
Pick him up!
No matter what, his volume is going to be safe, because teams will always be throwing to the opposite direction of Surtain more than they'll be throwing to his direction. I normally don't mention guys when they're on bye, because a lot of this video is like, who are you going to pick up and play? That's why I don't just read off the top of the list and who scored the most and yada, yada. Because there's like a lot of thought process that goes into it. It's about who you can pick up and start like right away. Harrison Smith. He has double-digit points every single game of this year. Even if you don't pick him up during the bye week, I would just make a note somewhere to make sure you pick him up before they come back, because he's been very solid, double-digit points in every game, and that's what else can you ask for with some of these guys? If you're running multiple DBs, you got a couple flex spots, this is going to be someone that you can always potentially put in there. And when all these bye weeks and stuff start getting real thick, you're going to wish you had a guy like him. DB for the Jaguars, one of their safeties, Antonio Johnson. Really, I'm surprised this guy has not hit my radar until now. And maybe it's because his games were mid 16, 10, 11, 13, 5, 6, whatever tackles. 19-point game in this past week versus Indy. You got Chicago. They're a pretty good matchup for the DBs as well, because of how much Caleb chucks it around. He's playing damn near 100% of snaps. Double-digit points in every single week. A lot of good things. A lot of good signs. So I would say Antonio Johnson.
Pick him up!
Probably like a really good dynasty pickup as well. And redraft, you need a guy who's going to get you 10 points. He's been very consistent over these 5 games, that's for sure. Second-year guy. This is why they let go of Rayshon Jenkins, apparently. And there you have it. Another IDP video for your IDP savants. You know that nobody is bringing the IDP heat like me, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. That will be your biggest fantasy resource all season for IDP, but also for offense. Go check out all the waiver wire videos that I posted yesterday. And we have the dopest fantasy community around. I know I'm biased, but there's so many people who will say the exact same thing. Make sure you go join our private fantasy community on Patreon. It's 420crew.com. It's like our private social media. There's an app that you'll be able to use to stay in the mix of like things getting posted, group chats. We got a Discord, whole bunch of things going on. Now, what you did on this video, I need you to rinse and repeat, because I'm bringing the heat. Click on one of the videos that's popping up right now and go down the rabbit hole. We'll see you guys next time.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.